RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Conspiracy influencer Chantel Baker films moment woman jumps on windshield and rung Eora as baby sleeps in the back. That is a headline from the New Zealand Herald. And I'll ask Chantel kind of what it goes on to say. But first, we want to find out what happened. Chantel Baker joins us. Hi, Chantel. I hope you're well.
Hi, Paul. I'm good. I'm really good, especially given the events that have unfolded recently.
Okay, so what happened? I mean, many people kind of know what happened, but let's hear it from yourself.
Yeah.
Take us through quickly what happened there. Yeah.
So essentially, we were in a merging lane. There's me in another car and then two cars behind us. I actually had the right of way, but I could see the car on my left was trying to get ahead of me. So I just slowed down and let them go because I thought, right, I've got my baby in the car. I'm not too worried. So I let them go ahead of me. And then behind me, I saw that the merging lane had ended and there was a blue car and another SUV head to head. And they were kind of what it looked like they were kind of trying to, you know, have a go at each other to try and see who would get ahead. And the SUV then braked and the blue car went ahead of them. At this point, the merging lane had ended and we were on that little straight piece of road. The blue car decided to then start tailgating me, following it around one, maximum 2 meters behind me. I had my little baby in the back seat. I was driving a borrowed car while mine's getting fixed. And it's not the most wonderful car you've ever seen. So, you know, she's not super powerful. She doesn't have airbags. So I decided to slow down to around 40 Ks because this person behind me was clearly driving in a really unsafe way. This all happened within, you know, a couple of hundred meters. They start getting screaming and yelling from what I could see in my rear vision mirror and indicating at me, like with their hands gesturing for me to pull over. I don't. And then next minute, probably within a couple of seconds, I see what looked like a rocket hit my car. And then they immediately turned and kind of disappeared down a side road. So I thought, well, if I keep going straight and turn left, if they're dumb enough to keep going north into the towns, like the little town center, then I might see them and be able to get a license plate. So I do that. Sure enough, they pop out in front of me on this road. I knew there were some roundabouts coming up, so I followed them at a very long distance. You know, I was very far away from them, but I thought if they get enough traffic, then I might get close enough, I can get a license plate. They come to a roundabout, they turn left, I turn left, and then they're gone. And I look and I was saying, where could they be? And they'd pulled into the car park of the old police building on the high street, on the main street. So I or a driveway between the old police building and the theater. So I pulled in behind them, lifted up my phone to grab a video of their license plate. And then immediately, as people saw in the video, the driver and the passenger sprint towards the car. One of them jumps up, smashes the windscreen all over me. There's glass everywhere. They both open the doors at the same time because the car didn't have central locking. So the doors are open and I'm sitting there just pretty paralyzed going, what do I do? How do I get out of here? I didn't say a word to them, didn't get out of the car. I just shut the door, got in reverse and got out of there.
Wow. Okay. So when they were tailgating you, they really couldn't see who you were. That was just a random thing. They weren't singling you out.
Definitely didn't know who I was. I actually heard from the car that I originally gave way to and the SUV that they originally nearly crashed with. So the SUV thought their driving was so dangerous, he actually took a photo of them and it was at the exact moment right before they threw the item at my car. So you can see A, how close they are and B, that the person's about to throw something at the car. Both of these drivers in front and behind of us have both said they're happy to speak with police. So their details are all now with the police. I think it was just a case of these people obviously really dangerous on the road and they're more than happy to be violent and they've probably never been held accountable in their lives, given how quickly they were to rush at the car.
Did they know you had a baby on board, do you think?
I don't know. The car that I was driving has a really deep window in the back. It's very easy to see in. He was in a rear-facing car seat. They have clear windows. I think it would be very, very plausible for them easily to be able to see him. But also, if people are in a heightened state where they are driving erratically, you just don't know what they did and didn't see.
Yeah, I've seen the video, and I'm trying to, you know, work out, well, the body language is clear, but, you know, the look on the face, they were youngish women, I would have put in their 20s, if that is my impression correct, do you think?
I've heard from a variety of sources that one of them, I think it was the lady in the glasses, is actually 30 years old.
Oh, okay.
That could be incorrect. As I said, it's obviously coming from people on social media. So the police have all of their details. I haven't asked, but I could get in contact with them and ask if they're happy to give me a rough age range. But from the people that know them on social media, allegedly the older one is actually 30.
Have you had any feedback on what sort of people, well, person that particular person is, but people that they are? Have you had anything on that?
I've had a lot of stories. Again, I can't verify these stories. Apparently, they've got quite the reputation for at least one of them for being extremely antisocial in general, with just very disruptive behaviour. But I can't verify any of that, so take that with a grain of salt. But I have had a number of stories from at least 10 different people.
New Zealand's finest. All right. I mentioned in that headline at the start, and the Herald story starts with harrowing footage taken by conspiracy influencer Chantelle Baker. Oh, my golly. They can't let this stuff go, can they?
I think they do not like to see anybody that stood up against Jacinda Ardern's government as human. So they need to create, no matter what experience you're going through, no matter the trauma that you've been through, they don't actually care about that. They just need to still maintain that narrative that you're actually not an acceptable human to society. So even though you go through events that to anybody else would be deemed really shocking, they still need to maintain that narrative of, but wait, they're still a danger to society. You shouldn't have that much compassion for them, and maintain that level of, I guess, just making sure that people don't see us as full human beings, because they're asked maybe then as making question a few other things as well.
I would say the tone was you kind of deserved it.
Mm. Yeah, and I've had that from a lot of people on social media as well. There's been a lot of support. There's been a lot of people that see my reels, completely take them out of context, or possibly just don't actually understand what I'm talking about in enough depth, and say things like, well, you deserved it because you're racist, because I say that we shouldn't have different rules for people of different races here in New Zealand. So you're always going to get that. It's social media, people will have their say, but I'm just looking forward to the judge being able to get all the facts of what these women did and then kind of decide what happens to them from there.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear you're okay, because that could have been worse, it looked like anyway, potentially. I got to ask you this. How are you enjoying being a mum?
Oh, I love it. It's the greatest thing. He's the absolute most incredible little boy. I just love him to death, and my husband loves him so much as well. And that's why people haven't seen me online in such a long time, because I've just been focused on my recovery. I had a bit of a rough birth, and now just trying to focus and give as much love and attention as I can to little man before he gets too big, because it's happening before my very eyes.
I know what that's like. All right. Okay. Well, Chantelle, thanks for coming on, giving us a first hand, and we'll keep an eye on things, see what happens, as a consequence. And maybe, we can chat again when that has worked through. So thanks for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Hope you have a great day, and I enjoy listening to RCR.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.